Welcome back to the Connect for Windows SDK Quick Start series. This video is working with DepData. We're going to go through a couple slides and then jump into the demos. So to get started here, just taking a quick step back, in our last video, Camera Fundamentals, we showed that signing up for an event, getting a byte array of images in a BGR32 format, and then actually building a bitmap to display that data. We're going to reuse a lot of those concepts as well as the WPF viewers in working with DepData. And when we talk about DepData, let's actually define what that is. It's the distance and player for every pixel. So we have a 300 by 240 image that we set our camera resolution to. We're gonna get 76,800 pixels, and every single pixel, instead of being in the color camera where it represents a color, it's gonna represent the distance from our connect over here, the distance, and the player. So if it can do things, for example, like determine that it thinks that pixel is a player, it'll tell you the player number, for example. And those players can be 1 through 6. Now the distance information is measured in millimeters from that connect. So 2,000 millimeters or 2 meters is 6.56 feet for those of us in America. It's important to remember what do we actually want to do with that depth data, and we're going to walk through that depth data. But with our application, Connect actually has different modes based on what Connect you're doing. So if you're using the Xbox 360 Connect, you can only use a default mode, and that Xbox 360 Connect is really designed for development scenarios. For commercial applications, you're going to be using the commercial Connect hardware that's now available for order on connectforwindows.org. And it has a new mode called near mode. So near mode gives you a distance, and we'll talk about the exact distances, of 1.3 feet, so very close to that camera that you can get depth and player information. But one thing to keep in mind is it doesn't have full skeletal tracking. So if you need full skeletal tracking, you'll need to use the default mode. Near mode only provides the center hip joint, and for version 1 it does not provide the other 19 joints. Now we talked about distances. What this is a visualization of the distances that the Connect is going to return to us. So we're going to get an array of shorts, and each of those shorts contains the distance and whether the person is a player. And these distances depend on the mode. So, and one thing, for those of you who are using Beta 2, we used to, whether it was unknown, too near, or too far, we just gave you a, I don't know what this data is value. Now we can actually say, we've separated this out, and we can tell you if you are too near the camera, and that's that white section there. If you are too far from the camera, that's the purple section there, between, say, 13 feet and 26 feet, or 4 and 8 meters. And the normal values is what you typically use for an application. That's 2.6 feet to 13 feet in default mode, and even closer, 1.3 feet to 3 meters, 9.8 feet for near mode. So those are the values that you're going to want. You're going to want the normal, the teal color. If you say get a reading of too far, you can in your applications tell a user to say move closer. If you get a value of, say, too near, you can tell a user to move a little farther away from the Connect sensor. And a known really just tells you, you know, the Connect cannot figure out what it is for a number of reasons. You know, maybe shadows, reflectivity, and so on. Now, given that we're going to have an array of shorts for each a depth value, the 320 by 240 values returned, for each pixel, let's say pixel at the corner of 0, 0 in that 320 by 240, we want to determine the depth. So that array of shorts, it would be a depth point. So we use this formula, which is that depth point. We do bit shifting using the player index bit mask width. And that's just a built-in value of the depth image frame. And that's going to return the depth in millimeters. So if it's 2,000 millimeters, that's 2 meters or 6.56 feet from the connect. Now the player formula, we use a bitwise OR. You don't necessarily need to know a ton about bit shifting. Just realize these are the built-in functions to get the data. But the player formula is going to return a player, and it'll be 0 if there's no player, or 1 through 6 if we do track a player, and that way you'll know that particular point represents a player. So enough slides, let's actually jump into our demos. So I'm going to jump into showing off how we can build our own depth visualizer. So in Visual Studio here, we have an image, and what I'm going to do is populate that image and use the distance information to choose the color for each pixel. So let's show what's actually going on here. I'm going to jump into code, full screen this, and just jump into our sensor, all frames ready, and let's just make that a little larger, and we'll choose 130%. That way everybody can hopefully follow along. So our all frames ready event's going to fire, and it's going to return a depth image frame. We do want to make sure that we're not getting a null frame, which, you know, for example, in frames per second, if we're not getting enough frames per second, it could very well be that our applications do a lot of processing and we miss a frame, we drop a frame, if you will. Now, in our last video, Camera Fundamentals, we showed how a color image frame just returns an array of byte pixels, and we use the bitmap source create to actually build that. With depth, it's returning an array of distances and player information. So we need to change the distances and player information and actually color it. But the very last pieces, and we're going to do that in this method. This method is actually going to return a list of an array of bytes, and those bytes represent the colors. And we're going to reuse that same formula, bitmap source create from Camera Fundamentals, to represent that. So let's actually show how we're choosing what colors to build our image on. So I'm going to pass in a depth frame. So our depth frame, remember, it's a short of array of shorts. That's the raw data. And the length is the pixel data length. So now we have raw depth data with no data in it. I'm going to copy the data from the depth frame into our raw depth data. So now our raw depth data contains that distance and player information for every pixel. Now what we want to return on our function is an array of pixels. And that array of pixels is going to be the height times the width times 4. And that 4 represents, we're going to pass send in a red, green, blue. It's actually going to be BGR, blue, green, red, and an empty byte. So the format we're going to use is BGR32. And again, you can also use BGRA for transparency. And that's actually a cool effect to use with the depth camera. And some people have already seen green screen examples that do exactly that. So these are just hard-coded values. Remember, we have those four values. This is the first, second, third, and empty. We're not gonna write any data to there. So what we want to do now is loop through that raw depth data, and this is an array of shorts representing every single pixel. Now we're also going to be filling in, and this may be confusing, but we have two values here, a depth index and a color index. The depth index is what we got from the color frame, and that's the distance in player for every pixel. And then the color index is what we're going to be filling in, and that's four colors, the BGR and empty, blue, green, red, empty. So that way we are incrementing this by four every time versus just incrementing by one. So, and again, this is just a reusable formula here. But just so you know what's going on with our for loop. So at point 0, when this starts off, we ask the raw depth data for point 0, and that's 0, 0 in terms of the image. We get the player index using that formula we talked about before, as well as the depth image. So now what we can do is we have to choose how to colorize that particular pixel. And we're going to colorize differently based on the distance. So in particular, if we are less than 2.9 feet away from the connect, or 0.9 meters, we're pretty close. We are going to color everything blue. So blue is our close color. if we're within the distance. Now, what if our depth is, say, between 0.9 and 2 meters? These measurements, again, are in millimeters. For feet, that's 2.9 feet to 6.56. Now we're a little further away. Little further away is going to mean green. And now our depth data is anything larger than 2 meters or 6.56 meters away. I'm going to color everything red. So close is blue, middle is green, far away is red. Let's actually show, just run this, and we color every single pixel and show what this looks like running. Now, what I'm going to do here is throw in our picture in picture, and we have our connect over here. So as I move my hand, you see that it's blue, and that's because we're less than 900 millimeters away. I'm going to move it farther, farther, far away. You're going to see my arm start to get green, start to get green, and now we're in that middle, which is that green color. So now as I move my hand back, we hit that distance, and I think it's 2,000 millimeters, and I'm just going to keep moving my hand back, and you see my hand goes from green to red, and that's because my hand is now past that 2,000 millimeters or 6.56 feet threshold. So that's how we're doing our colorization based on distance data. And there's a number of things you can do programmatically. And just for these examples, we're showing how you can visualize data. Our next visualization is going to be a histogram. And a histogram, a monochromatic histogram, is just a fancy way of saying we're going to choose an intensity. So the closer we are, it's going to be white. The darker we are, it's going to be like a dark gray. And let me show you what that formula is. But before, when we were really far away, we were setting the red index to 255, which means all red and nothing for these. Now, to get the monochrome value, we're going to set the equal value for the same number, which is that intensity. So what we're going to do is look at this function, the intensity. It's going to return a value between 0 and a little less than 255. It's going to be like a dark gray visually when we represent it with by setting the same value of blue, green, red. And it's just a built-in formula that basically scales it. So based on how far that distance is, we scale the number of 0 to 255 based on that value. So let's just show what this looks like. And we'll click F5, and now we have our picture in picture. We now have, and you see my hand here. As I move my hand closer, it's going to get white, and you're going to see the color start scaling, scaling, scaling to different shades of gray until it kind of loses itself in that back gray. So that's what we're talking about when we're building a histogram. We're taking a scaling value, an intensity, and applying it to all the colors. Now, one more thing we can do is actually color differently based on player data. So in this case, let me full screen this again. What we see is we are going to choose if the player is greater than 0, meaning we actually have a player, I am going to choose the color for that particular pixel. And in this case, you can use all the built-in colors. I'm going to choose gold and say, give me the blue value for gold, the green value, and the red value, and just map those to our pixels. So now for that pixel, we are mapping the blue, green, red values for gold and for a player, and let's just show what this looks like. And again, we'll do a picture in picture with our app. So I'm going to stand up, and eventually it's going to find me, and now it's found me, and it said everything in gold represents a player. So as you can see, rather than choosing a gray color, it says this is what I think is a player. And if we had multiple players, we could choose different colors for each player and continue tracking that. So one important thing to note, though, is as you're using player data, you may notice that it won't work. And this is a common scenario that happens with folks when they start using this. And I'm just going to scroll up to where we set up our connect. You must have skeleton stream enabled. to be able to do this. And I'll just uncomment this, but if you do not have Skeleton Stream enabled, you're never going to be able to get a player, and it's never going to give you a player value. So just make sure, that's a quick caveat. It happens to a lot of folks. Make sure to enable that to be able to get at depth data. So we showed a lot of different formulas for how you can actually play with depth data, and there's a number of different things that you can choose from an application level to do it. This time we were just visualizing depth data. If you don't necessarily want to build all that code, we're going to use the WPF viewers that we've been talking about, that that we set up from our setting up our development environment project, and that's going to show us a different way to visualize that same depth data. So I'm going to go into my main window, and let's just jump into code. And I'm going to drag and drop. I'm on the left side on that toolbox. I drag and drop the Connect Depth Viewer, and I'm just going to resize this to 320. And let's choose 320 by 240. And let's just change some of the properties in the window. So let's change our width. Our width is 320. Great. Let's change our height. I'll change our height to 240. And now, similar to what we did with camera fundamentals, we are going to data bind our Connect, because we don't actually need to listen to the all frames ready event. This user control is going to do it for us, but it does need to have a reference, or you do need to connect it up to a Connect device, and it does expose this property that we can data bind. And since we're using the sensor chooser, we can data bind to that Connect sensor chooser. So I'm going to click element name. I'm going to choose Connect sensor chooser. And let's just scroll down here. And then path. And this represents the property for the Connect sensor chooser. And the property we want is, of course, the Connect. So I'm going to double click. And now we haven't actually written any code to display our data or do anything with players and distances, but we have a nice diagnostic viewer. So let's click run. And now we see different data based on colors. So we see this gray, we see white, and we see that unknown color. Let's actually talk about what's going on with those colors, because those colors actually map to this chart, which is, you'll be able to see with the WPF viewer, if a point has that sort of brown color, it represents unknown, white is too near, purple, and so on. Let's actually just show, see if we can show this running in action side by side, and yeah, So here we have our colors, and now we're actually able to pick up a color as well. In this case, it's coloring the player blue, but and we can choose different colors based on what's actually happening in the scene and based on whether it's unknown, too near, or too far. So we actually do different colorization that maps to the too near, too far, and unknown values. So we've talked a lot about how Connect depth data works. In our next video, we're actually going to show how you can use skeletal tracking and use skeletal tracking to, say, for example, use our hand as almost like a cursor to control our application. So thank you very much.